Hey, Brian and Tricia, we are Quixie 98.3. So sleeping habits can be greatly affected by external stimulation. So what do I mean by that? While you're sleeping, do you have a light turned on? Do you have a nightlight in your room?
No.
Do you have a master bathroom that is in your bedroom? Do you like leave that light on?
Nope.
Or do you crack the door open and let a little light in?
Nope.
Do you leave a window shade open so natural light comes in?
I like it dark.
I love it dark. Like, I'm a vampire.
Now, in the hallway, there is a night light that is just plugged into the outlet, you know, just one of those little outlet lights. That's just so, like, if you're getting up to go to the bathroom
or
go downstairs.
You don't trip and fall down the stairs.
But in the room, no.
Okay, that's me. I want it as dark as possible. Like, I want it to look like a crypt. You can't see your hand in front of your face. I am right. You are right. We are right. Sleeping with even the smallest amount of dim light or a television set with the sound turned off is bad for you.
Why is it bad?
It raises your blood sugar.
Blood sugar?
It increases your heart rate.
How does it raise your blood sugar?
Even in healthy young people who eat and sleep properly, laboratory experiments prove light comes in through your eyelids, even when they're closed, even when you're turned away from the light. It disrupts your circadian rhythms. Despite the fact that you sleep with your eyes closed, you're still getting that light.
Huh.
And it causes the brain to work harder because you're not quite all the way asleep. You may not be getting good REM sleep, which is causing your body to get thrown into all kinds of mischievous activity, including messing with your blood sugar.
That is very interesting. So if your bedroom, you can't help having the light, then just use an eye mask.
Yes.
Just cover your eyes.
Bougie Brian has an eye mask.
Bougie Brian. Like, why does having an eye mask make you bougie?
Because most guys like me just would never own an eye mask.
I mean, it's not that they're expensive. You can go get them at the dollar store.
No, they're not. I think I paid $5 for this.
That may be expensive.
It says just 5 more minutes on the front of the eye mask. And it's very silky, and it's silver and black. It's very masculine, you know?
Yeah. I don't know that I've ever used an eye mask. I'm afraid that thing would end up around, like, probably my ankle or something by the time I wake
like
up.
A bow,
you know?
Tie.
Like, no, I mean, it's just
it
going
to,
like, it'll be off, and I'll just, like, be flailing around, and it'll end up on the floor or something.
I can't sleep with socks on because it annoys my feet.
Yeah.
But I can sleep with an eye mask on.
I just don't think that it would stay on my head.
Now, do you want to know when I started trying to use an eye mask? And by the way, I don't constantly use one. Eye masks are for napping because it's daytime, and I need to be able to get that darkness. Do you know
you
when
don't
I
use one at night?
No, because at night it is dark in my room.
Okay. So when did you start using it?
2 years ago.
When we had the studio apartments here?
The pandemic is what caused me to buy an eye mask.
Really?
Because my sleep patterns got all screwed up. And I wasn't sleeping right, and I would try to nap during the day, and that wouldn't go well. So, yeah, the pandemic caused me to buy an eye mask, and I've never slept more soundly.
Interesting.
Yeah. Sleep in the dark.